Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for
Issues of Today.
Coming to you live. Here he is,
your host, Taj Longino.
Hey, how y'all doing? I want to welcome everybody to the show. Hope you Thursday and it's going all right. All right. Check it out, man. It's the part four series of this week long series on how to become better black men, black women. All right, and we're going to do pretty much an overview of what I talked about this entire week. Then we're going to get into the last part of the series, and hopefully everybody has learned something from this or has heard something on here that might change something in their life. So that's what we're going to talk about today. So if you know what to do, if you got a comment or a question or something that you want to add to this, please give a call in at 347-326-9697. Listen to the Issues of the Day Talk Radio with your host, the new voice of the people. All right? Right now, we're going to get into the song of the day by Akon, Tired of Running, right here on Issues of the Day Talk Radio. right, welcome back. That was Akon with Tired of Running. That's one of my favorite joints right there. All right, how to be a better black man, black woman. All right, we didn't touch on a few areas this week on this week-long series that I created something like this to set up platform for those who might already know on how to self-improve or those who need a little bit of tips on how to self-improve, okay? On Monday, just to give you a review, on Monday, I touched on, you know, the first step to self-improvement as far as us as our people, you know, it's our attitude adjustment, you know, our attitude. Your attitude is like one of the biggest keys to changing, for things changing for yourself. If you always are negative, if you always are, you know, mad, got a bad attitude, don't know how to talk to people, you know, just not fun to be around. If you always just, you know, basically just mad at the world, then your situations and the outcome of certain things in your life is going to be a result of that negativity and that bad attitude, okay? So first things first, we, you know, we got to change our attitude now. A lot of our thinking process is not where it should be. It's not going to get us to where we want to be. It's going to get us in certain areas in trouble and places we don't want to be. So we got to start with changing our attitudes first, the way we talk to people, the way we approach people, the way we respond to people, okay? The way we verbally handle altercations and situations when they come about, okay? How we communicate with our friends and in front of other races of people, even our own kind, you know, all that plays a part in, you know, just being respected for what you, you know, for who you want to be respected as. So, you know, it starts with the attitude, okay? So we did, I touched on the attitude part of it on Monday. Tuesday, I spoke a little bit about the household and how that can pretty much, you know, be the determining factor too on your attitude, turns out. And I spoke about being able to handle your portion of the financial end of your house, whether, you know, if you're a person that pays all the bills, and if you know that, then you need to have some type of income coming in, legal income. Let me add that in there, legal, not illegal, because illegal is not always going to be available, not always going to be around. So legal, if you know you're responsible for taking care of the financial end of your house, then you need to have some type of income set up to cover that. If you're a person that's only, you know, if your only requirement and responsibility of the financial end of your house is paying half of everything, then you need to have the income set up to pay half of everything at all times. Set up an emergency fund for 6 months just in case something happens on the job or you get injured or, you know, just anything liable to happen. Anything's liable to happen every day. You're not guaranteed to go to work every day. No, you're not even, you know, unemployment. You can't even, you know, unemployment's not guaranteed. So you have to have something put away and make sure that you can still cover, you know, all the bills, all the necessities of the household, whether you're working or not. So, you know, covering that in. If you're a person that only pays small portions, maybe you're only responsible for paying cable bill or something, well, just make sure you got that covered each month to keep down so the house can run smoothly on the financial end, and it keeps a lot of headache down, it keeps a lot of arguing down, because that's one of the leading causes of divorce, okay? You know, divorce rate in Black America is 60%, so a majority of that is due to finance and adultery. So you can cut down on that by just knowing your responsibility and taking care of it. Another thing I touched on in the household is the fact that keeping your place of residency up to par, inside and out. If it's a house, you know, cutting the grass, you know, making sure, you know, the gutter is taken care of, or whatever it is, you know, upkeeping the house on the inside and out. If it's an apartment, then, you know, you just got to keep the inside clean. But, you know, you take care of the cleanliness of your house, because, you know, when you come home to a nice, clean crib, you feel a little better. Unless you're coming home to a trifling house every night. You know, every time you come home, if this ain't been washed for a week, or, you know, you got clothes ain't been washed for 2 weeks, and they just running over, trash running over. No, you know, you want to have, you know, your house together, that brings about a certain type of attitude too. And if your house is in the best condition that you can have it in, financially, and it's clean, then you're going to have somewhat of a better attitude. It helps with the attitude, pretty much, okay? Another thing I touched on Tuesday about the household was communication. Okay, communication is a very important key of how a house operates and how it goes. Have a communication. Communicate with the people in your house, your spouse, girlfriend, boyfriend, whoever, kids. I mean, you ain't got no kids. You know, talking to people and having that communication on a day-to-day basis. Every day ain't going to be good. Every day you're not going to feel like you want to talk to people. But just making sure you keep that communication open, that's going to keep down some of that stress in that household. That's going to keep down some of that, some of the problems that might occur when people just not talking to each other, or, you know, keeping the means of communication open is going to make for a better household as well. And then, two, sacrificing, being able to help out, 50-50. I know people don't live by that no more, but it still exists. One person do for you, you do for them, So those are the things I touched on Monday and Tuesday, okay? Monday, like I said, we touched on attitude, and Tuesday was more so on the household and the things of how we can get better as people. Now, Wednesday, yesterday, I touched on the job, okay? And what I mean by touching on the job, I touched on every aspect of how you handle yourself, you conduct yourself from the moment you decide that you're going to go work at this company, you're going to go apply for this company, all the way to the point of getting hired and being there every day, and how you perform on the job, how you communicate with your employees, how you communicate with your employer, your boss, supervisor, is a direct effect of how they view us. So we must do a great job. Like I always say, we have very, very minimal room for error. So they're always, always being looked at in a negative way. So we have to give them positive things to look at so they can stop walking around with this thing that we all sell drugs, we all disrespectful, we all use the N-word, we all cussing all the time. Those stereotypes that they give us, we can eliminate those. It takes one person at a time to do their part. Okay, and when you're on the job, I touched on yesterday that when you go apply for a position, you go in there making sure that you fill out that application and it's neat, somebody can read it, it's true, and you have all the accurate information in there. Okay, then I step to the part of the interview. You go to the interview, make sure you are presentable no matter what job you're going for, no matter if it's construction, no matter if it's fast food, no matter if it's office job, truck driving job, security, whatever it is that you're doing. When you go for that interview, you want this employer to look at you and say, I'm going to give you $30,000 to $40,000 a year, whatever it is, whatever your salary is going to be, in order for them to feel confident enough to say, I want you. You're going to have to convince them. You're pretty much going to have to sell yourself. You're going to have to sell yourself, and you can sell yourself simply by putting on the right attire, the right clothing. You don't have to be dressed up for every job interview, because certain jobs it doesn't necessarily take a suit and a tie to get your point across. It can just be regular casual clothes, okay? Nice button-up polo. Women, you know what you have to wear. But making sure that you're presentable, first off, because appearance is everything. You walk in there, pants sagging, braids, one half braids, another half is an afro, or, you walk in there with your little pimp stroll on. No, you need to be walking there, pants pulled up, shirt tucked in, walking like you mean business, not walking like you look like you may walk into the club or something, okay? This is business. This ain't personal. So you have to be in a professional manner when you want somebody to give you some money, pretty much. That's why I touched on, they're going to pay you. They're going to give you money. So they're going to want some things in return. They're going to want you to act professional, be on time, okay, talk respectfully, and do your job. So when you're in that interview process and you surpass that, and now they hire you, Okay. Now, when you step into that, into your employment, wherever that's going to be at, now it's time to perform your job in the correct manner. You don't go in there and do a half job. If you're going to do a half job, then miles an hour, you let somebody else do it. Okay? If you're going to do it right the first time. Make sure you get the job done right. Make sure you know exactly what you're supposed to do, how to do it, and you do it right the first time. Okay? So when you're out there doing your job, from that point, make sure that you, if they tell you 15-minute break, you go on the 15-minute break. Don't take 15 minutes and 30 seconds. Don't take 17 minutes. You know, be on time. Every day something different pops up, so, you know, situations come about. But for the majority, for, you know, for most the majority of the time, you have to be on time because they don't have to keep you. They don't need you. You need them. They can replace you as quick as they got you. Okay? So don't misuse it. Don't abuse it. Be on time on your breaks. Be on time on your lunches. Do a good job. And I stated this yesterday, that when you're on the job and you're seeing the same people over and over again every day of the week, 6, 8 to 10 hours, some jobs is 12 hours, it's very easy to get caught up into getting too personal with people. You got to remember one thing. You are there not to make friends. You're not on the job to find your husband or your next wife or your next, you know, mistress. Okay? You're there to work, to get some money, to take care of your family and yourself, to financially support you and your family. You're not there for any other reason. Okay? So, you know, telling people too much of your business, getting too much personally involved with people can cause problems on the job, especially when you work in a factory type of environment. So you're working in an environment where there is a lot of people around. If you're working in an office setting, you're working in call centers, you know, there's 50 to hundreds of people in there, or you're working in a factory where there's 300, 400, 500 people in there, you know, it's very easy to get caught up in that, but you have to be careful because it's not something that's always needed. You know, you're in there to get paid. That's it. So some of the things that we touched on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, okay? If you got anything that you want to add to this, if you got any questions that you want to ask or anything at all, you know, you can call into the show, 347-326-9697. All right, we're on part 4 series today on how to become a better black man, black woman. All right? Real quick, I want to state that if you would, go to my MySpace page at myspace.com/gogetpromotions and scroll down to my poll questions and please answer the polls, okay? Those help me out a lot. And I have certain things that I do with those. So please, it's important if you would answer the poll questions. All right, or you can go to the blog site, www.blogtalkradio.com/issues of the day and answer the polls on there. And also check out my videos. I'm adding some video blogs to my pages now. I try to do a video blog every day, or not every day, every other day. Okay? A little couple minutes, you know, just something to put the face with the voice. So check those out too. All right, tell me what you think. But I said, you know, so Monday we touched on attitude adjustment, okay? Knowing how to speak to people, knowing, you know, how you respond to people and how you communicate with others. Tuesday, house, you know, how do you take care of your home? Yesterday was self-improving on the job. Now today, I want to know from the listeners, what are you going to do now? I didn't spit out a whole lot of information these last 3 days. We've given you a lot of stuff to, you know, to think about. Maybe you already know about this. Maybe everything I'm saying you already do. Good for you. Great. You know, we need more to do it that way. So maybe I said something on here that, you know, that somebody can take with them and apply it to their life. Or maybe I said something you already heard. I want to hear from the listeners. Call in to the show and tell me what I want to know from you guys. What is you going to do now that we have all this out here? Do you think it was helpful? Do you think it wasn't helpful? Do you think it was a waste of time? You tell me, you know, call in and give me your thoughts and give me your comments, because I want to know what everybody is thinking about what's been told on this week-long series and was it helpful to them, okay? I know I have plenty of listeners in this entire week, so I know people are still listening today. Don't hesitate. Call on into the show. So I want to know from everybody else, y'all had a full day. This is your opportunity to speak about what you've heard over this week. and was it helpful? And do you have some criticism about it? Do you agree? Whatever. So call in at 347-326-9697. Issues of the Day Talk Radio, part four of this series. Okay. Next week we're going to get into some to some different kind of topics. I'm not going to even say what they are. I'm just going to send my email blast out, my blast out on MySpace and so forth, and let everybody see for themselves. All right, but next week should be real interesting. Okay, now, part four today, like I said, I'm leaving the floor open for the listeners. So call in and let me know what you thought about this week. If you've been somebody that's heard the entire week, okay? Now, something I want to add into right along with this today's show is the fact that how we go about how we carry ourselves. Now, this may go right into attitude, but our presentation every day, okay, when we go out to the streets. Now, you know, I know sometimes that when we go to car lots, we go to retail shops, we go to certain places in public, certain folks of other races still look at us as a threat, so they still not speak to us and show us the respect that we deserve as customers, okay, and ask us if there's anything they can help us with, or, you know, or walk past us, or they, you know, women tucking their purses in a little closer when we walk past. I still have that, okay? That happens because they feel like we are a threat to them and we're going to do something to them, and it's because some of us do not carry ourselves properly in public when we're out and about, and it brings upon fear for other people. Prime example, if you walking past somebody and you're out in public, period, and that's, you know, and not to say it's right, but you really should be only using the N-word around, you know, your inner circle. But if you're out in the public, you're out at the mall, you know, grocery store, or just some kind of social outing, and there's other races of people around, and you cussing up a storm, or you using the N-word, I mean, just repeatedly to the point where it's ridiculous, you know, you're going to bring about something to their mind that's like, they ain't never going to change. I knew this how they was. Listen to them. We have to change. We have to change too, and we have to do it in a way that we can still be ourselves, but still do it in a respectful way to where it's not looking like we're ignorant. Okay, when we walk down the streets, man, you know, pull your pants up. You know, women, when y'all go out. You know, if you want to be, and I want to make sure I say this to the ladies out there. Women always worried about men looking at them as hoes or you know, or sluts and stuff like that. But if you presenting yourself in that kind of manner, what do you expect, brothers? If you want people to respect you, not look at you as a low life thug or anything of that nature, then how you present yourself, you presenting yourself in these manners, then that's what you're going to get. You know, they're not going to look at somebody who's walking around with pants pulled up, shirt, you know, ironed, you know, and their hair and everything right about them. They're not going to look at them as a threat. But they're going to look at you as a threat if, you know, you got your pants all the way down to your ankles, boxers showing, hand in, crouch, you know, just hair just like whatever. You just walking with look like, I want somebody to say something to me. Well, then you're not about to get the kind of respect that you think you should get. You walking into a store, you wonder why don't nobody speak to you. You walk into certain areas, you wonder why the police is following you around, because you giving them an outer appearance about yourself, that's saying, okay, he might be some trouble. You might be one of the coolest dudes ever, but they will never know because of how you showing them how you carrying yourself. Okay. Women, if you want brothers to respect you, the one thing women need to understand is brothers want them a good girl. Brothers want them a nice, respectful sister. But if you walk around here, yeah, girl, yeah, bitch, what's up? And or you walk around here with, you know, no draws, showing low cuts and everything, just hanging out, and you know, you got that thing of, well, shoot, if you got that out of appearance of saying you just want to get hit, that's how you about to get approached. But if you're walking in like a lady, a woman, a man knows a woman when you see one, and he know a freak when you see one. So if he sees a woman, he's going to walk up to you and approach you and respect you in that manner. But if you walking up to him or you walking into in the, on the, you know, out and about, and you present yourself in a way that's not respectful to yourself, how are you going to expect anybody else to want to respect you? All right? Issues of the day to our radio, man. I want to hear from the listeners today. I want people to call in. Let me know if you thought this week-long series was very interesting. Was it worthwhile? Did you learn something from it? Something that I said or something the callers might have said throughout the week that caught your attention that you feel like you can apply to your everyday life? I mean, please let me know. All right? Call into the show. 347-326-9697 with the new voice of people. I'm going to say what people are afraid to say. All right? Well, we got a caller here right now. Hey, thanks for calling Issues of the Day Talk Radio. What's your question or comment?
Oh, how you doing? I was commenting on some of the things you've already spoken on, such as work. A lot of people forget what they promised when they signed the paper to get on to the job that they applied for. A lot of people talk about working smarter, not harder, but they go in there and don't work at all. They just go in there and be around showing up and getting paid. Some jobs, I guess, don't pay like that. You got to have work for performance, but some jobs don't have work for performance, so you just show up, and nobody can make you do much of anything, so you're there, and you think you're working. But a lot of people need to remember what it was like before they got a job.
Mm-hmm.
Before they had a job, they was three or four jobs doing all kind of things, trying to make ends meet. Then they get a nice job, making nice money, and then they think they don't have to do nothing all of a sudden. Yep. And the same goes for people with a lot of years. They think because they got 30 years in the place, they don't have to do nothing because they've paid their dues. But if they're still getting paid, they still need to work.
Exactly. And I think what, especially as I see a lot of our young people now, they don't have no work ethic anymore. You know, I'm not being racial, but that is particularly why the fast food market have turned to using Hispanics, as you see out through, as far as in, I'm speaking in my city, because we don't want to work anymore. You know, I go to fast food restaurants now, man, every time I go through one, I got to check my bag before I pull off because they get the order wrong and don't care. I had one person get mad at me because they got the order wrong. We don't want to work anymore.
Right, and I agree with you. And I think, you know, a lot of that come from, you said that this is about how to be a better man, black man or whatever. I think a lot of that comes from men not being men, because if we don't be men and we're having babies, we're leaving them for somebody else to raise or somebody else to care for, or actually leaving the woman that we gave the baby to, and she's got to do it herself, so she's out here working and doing whatever she got to do to try to make ends meet, and the child are being brought up by the streets, about other children or other things that influence them, like BET and stuff like that.
And actually, BET used to be a station full of, you know, shows and things that pretty much uplifted. Now I don't even watch it anymore because it's to me it's a joke, you know, except for unless you watch it on Sunday.
Right. You know, BET, that's the only thing you get on Sunday. Child stupid.
Yeah,
I agree with you.
Yeah, it's really, and I created this whole week long series and to pretty much throw out some self improvement tips for our people, particularly because we're the ones that are suffering badly. And if you look at the statistics, I went over some stats. I've done previous shows on African American men in prison, over 2 million in the population. You know, our kids getting killed. You know, it used to be we was just really killing each other. Now the sad part about it is we've graduated. And I ain't, you know, it's not. I'm not saying this is good. But now they didn't graduate from killing each other. Now they're killing themselves. You know, so now they the system has created multiple ways for us to annihilate each other. Now we're killing each other. Now we're killing ourselves. We're leaving our kids, mothers, and abandoning them, abandoning our families. So now there's nobody, there's no structure within our race and our community no more. We don't look out for one another. We always bashing each other. And people can say, why are you always talking negative on black people? It's the truth. You know what I mean? It's the truth. Nobody wants to speak the truth. Nobody wants to say what it really is. But that's what it is. I did a video blog a couple of days ago, and I went down my city on 38th Street, Millhoff, and there's an apartment complex out there called Falcon Point where a tornado pretty much destroyed it. And the people who own that apartment complex has not even, you can just look at it and tell it that nothing has even been started on reconstructing that whole area over there so people can get back into their apartments and get some housing again. You know, we don't fight anymore. You know, there's nobody fighting for us anymore. And even when I created this show, I created it for the people to be able to speak, to get stuff off their chest, and I don't get the results are not coming back the way they should. Because, you know, I'm creating an outlet for us to, you know what I mean, to do what we can't, we used to, you know, and nobody's doing that. So we have a lot of work to do, and we are losing our brothers and sisters at a rapid pace now more than ever. Because the young kids don't have no parents. Their parents is young.
Mm-hmm. And we don't have nothing to look at that's positive. And,
right.
And that's the biggest problem. I think if we, the truth is, all men need Christ. And if you want to make your life better, the best way to do it is to have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. If you don't have that, then you're subject to anything.
You're in the flesh.
There's so many things to focus on that would take you down a road that is not with a favorable ending. And that's where that's where the majority of us are. Because we're focused on, you can pretty much name it, focused on everything but our Creator. And if we focus on Him, then He can give us a focus to focus on and help us to walk in a direction that we can be positive to other people that looking up and don't know, don't have no role model or don't have nobody to show them a right direction.
Let me let this other caller in to this conversation. Thanks for calling Issues of the Day Talk Radio. What's your question or comment?
Oh, hi. How are you?
Doing fine. How you doing?
Good, good. No, I just have a comment. I just tuned in. I have a radio show called Life Cover Radio.
Okay.
And I'm Perry. I'm the author of Never Judge Life by Its Cover. And, you know, me as a black woman, I'm trying to promote a positive light on black women, because you see black women on BET and all that shaking, you know, their butt and everything. And me, you know, it's hard for me to portray a good image because, you know, men automatically think, oh, you know, she's going to, you know, do whatever. And me, I'm trying to promote my book and try to shed a good light of, you know, African-American women. And I think, you know, promoting this book and talking to different radio stations is a good start. So right now I have a website, www.lifecover.com, and I also have a MySpace page. It's MySpace/LifeCover. And
let me get that again. Hold on a second. What's your URL?
It's www. LifeCover, that's with an S, .com.
Okay. Gotcha. Now, let me ask you, let me get you caught up to speed here. I did a week-long series started on Monday about how to become better black men, black women. Okay. And Monday, I'm going to run this down real quick. Monday, I touched on changing our attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. attitude is, that's first and foremost. Tuesday, I spoke on the household, the inner household, and how everybody has to play their part and to make sure the household runs smoothly. Communication, handling your financial end, okay, and also sacrificing and so forth. And keeping keeping that your residency clean and up to par inside and out. That brings about a certain type of attitude too. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so today, what I pretty much did was just reviewed over all that and let the callers call in and see, anything they want to add to it, or did they learn anything from it? Did they hear something that touched them that they can apply to their everyday life? So that's where we're at right now. And me and the other callers just having a big discussion pretty much on that whole entire thing. So that's where we're at right now.
Okay. All right. I was just listening to the show. I'm new to Blog Talk, so
That's cool. Let me ask you a question. As you being, how old are you?
I'm 27.
Okay, 27. As a 27-year-old, and you're around my age, so what do you think self improvement tips that Black women can do, young and older? What can they do, women, to get better?
Get better. Mm-hmm. I think for the first thing, I think is for Black women to raise their high self-esteem by looking inside themselves and not looking at the outside, not looking at the beauty, not looking at what women, other Black women look like. Look at yourself and ask yourself, what can you offer to another human being? Because, okay, you have looks and everything, but if you can't offer, like, if what can you do to help yourself by helping another community? Like, what makes you feel good? Like, helping people who are less fortunate. Or 'cause that, if you help someone else, that can make you feel better, and watching BET and all that, that doesn't make you feel...
Do y'all feel, as honestly, like I do, that there's nothing visual-wise on television anymore for us like it used to be in the past, to where it would show you, pretty much the other side of us versus what we accustomed to seeing?
Oh, there's not. I mean, Bill Cosby's gone now. I mean,
yep.
We have, BET now. I mean, there's nothing really on that shows a positive life, a light on, African-American men and women. I mean, you see it. I mean, videos and everything and everything else. I mean, basically, white shows and stations and everything. And I think, there's another TV show, TV One, but, that's few people have that. And, it's not positive light, in my opinion, as far as the strength of African American men and women,
And that's what I wanted. The other caller, I want you to answer that question too as well.
I don't think there's much on television to help us be better. There's a few things on there that we can look at. You still have to sift through some of them, and that's the religious channels. But as far as helping us, I think we have to help ourselves. And I was listening to the callers talking about looking inside yourself. That goes for men as well as women, because society is calling on us to pay more attention to the outside, and so we're all paying attention to the outside, and there's nothing on the inside. And then we don't think about the later years, when the outside is going to do something other than it's doing now. It might look good now, but it's going to hang later. And, I mean, even if you keep yourself in good shape, it's still going to come a time where things are going to hang, and then what you're going to have.
Mm-hmm.
But if we start focusing on what's inside of us and what can we bring, what can we do to make our communities better or our families better, I think we'd be better focused on the real deal.
I believe that what's really happening with us right now. We have gotten so caught up in material and the physical to where everything else is just like a blur.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let me let this other caller into the conversation here. Hey, right, thanks for calling Issues of the Day Talk Radio. What's your question or comment?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes. Hi, can you hear me? Hello to everybody.
How you doing?
All right, good, good. I work more on the documentary side of things, so I'm always looking at things in that way. But I think solution-wise, if we could, if you think of all the people we meet every day, and I just recently visited, I live in New England, but I recently visited Atlanta, Georgia, and culturally, if you live in New England and you go to Atlanta and you see so many Afro-Americans and so many positive images, you see everyone working in every capacity, that's a good feeling. That makes you feel good. But what I think we could do is if we could have like sort of a national day or where everyone just goes out and whether you grab your camera or you take your video camera, find an elderly person, find someone that has a lot of experience, sit down, talk to them, even if you film them, if you take a picture of them, if you write an article about them, if you share it on Blog Talk Radio, if you talk about someone's life. I mean, over the weekend I sat and I talked to some amazing people who did some, you know, who shared their experience and talked about things that happened in their life. It's great to sit down with people who've had the experience, who are much older, who can tell you about things that happened, and they're so, you know, they're so beautiful, not only, you know, in their physical way, the way they look, but the way the things that they talk about. So if we can capture that all the time, we can outbeat all of the other programs, whether it's a BET or whether it's the music videos or whether it's this or that, we can just out document everything else that's going on if we walk around every day and just document things and then share that information. So I mean, that, you know, that's what you want to do. Like on your show, you could share someone special on your show, then everybody will learn from it, and it'll go on and on and on and on, and we'll supersede it.
And that's what part of my if you look on my page, I started somewhat of like a video blog where I'm actually going to get to the point of going out to the street and actually interviewing people, but I just wanted to get it started. And I'm glad you said that, because that's exactly pretty much what the video portion of that was done. And I actually when I started this show, I started it basically telling people, you know, I put some on my blog, said, tell us your story. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, come on to the show and tell us your story, and people haven't really responded to that yet. But that is a great idea, and that's why I initially did that, because I want people to understand there is some good that we're doing out here. We're not all bad.
No.
We have to overshadow the bad with the good, and we have to present that on TV, radio, internet,
mm-hmm.
whatever, because every time you look on TV or the radio, they're advertising mm-hmm. the negative side, drinking, smoking,
yeah.
you know, spending money. Nobody's promoting saving money. Nobody's
mm-hmm.
promoting water all the time. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's amazing how they try
mm-hmm.
to keep you mentally poisoned on what they
well,
want
to
do.
This tools, this, like, I did see you place an ad on that, and I did see that ad somewhere in Blog Talk about
mm-hmm.
go tell your story. But there's tools that we could use. Maybe we could use the card tool where, you know, a lot of the music people in the music business will just, I lived in Miami, everybody just drops them on the sidewalk when there's a big show coming on. They just keep dropping them. Not that we're going to do that, but, you know, for a certain amount of money, you could make a card with a special person's face on it in a bio about a great thing that they did, and just hand them out to people and say, did you know about so-and-so? Do you know about this one? Do you know about that one? And before you know it, we'll know about all these people, because we'll say, okay, maybe what we could do is important people in the neighborhood, and then find a library or something, and then just donate the tapes and put them on a shelf somewhere, and say this person was a pilot, this person was a doctor, and in the future, what's going to happen is somebody's going to go in a library and say, you know, I want to go learn about you. Maybe it's, you know, you and your BET, you and your Blog Talk Radio show. 10, 15, 20 years from now, some young person is going to go pull it off the shelf and find out and see you and say, well, hey, you know, look what he was doing, or look what she was doing, or, you know, before you know it, we can just make enough of these things where people are not even, you don't even worry about all the other images, because we all know that those other images are not what's going on. There's powers to be that create those images, and they're false images, and if we can't say that they're superseding us, because they're not, because you get so many people even using this tool as Blog Talk. We're all connecting together. This hasn't been done since the 60s and 70s, when everybody basically unified on a handshake, you know, was basically a handshake or a hairdo.
This is exactly why this part four, I basically told, I wanted people to call in and actually, you know that this week-long series helped them out, that they hear something that, you know, that inspired them, that they can use and apply to their life, because we really, you know, we got to come together. We're not doing marches no more. You know, ain't nobody stepping in the streets no more. So now it's 2008, we have other forms of way of connecting and coming together, and that's why I created this. And I wanted people to know that this is not a negative topic. You know what I mean?
No, it's
something positive. You know what I mean? Something that's needed to be spoken on. And that's, you know, that's why I came in. That's why I wanted more people to, I want the phone lines really to be blowing up today, because I wanted to know, what do you think? You know, I did my talking this week. Now it's your turn.
Yeah.
So I'm happy for everybody calling in, because everybody needs to hear different sides of it. It may not be what I say. It might be what you say. Could have been what the other two callers have been saying, you know. So that's definitely, I'm glad, I'm definitely happy for people calling in, because we all need to do our part. Now, you know, with us saying all this, what are we actually going to physically go out and do? Because, you know, everybody has to physically go out and do their part. Everybody can't do everything, but we also can do our little share every day to let people know that there is some good in our people. We're not all bad. We're not all, it's not all, you know, the N-word, not everything. We are doing good out here. So on my aspect, I use this show as a way of giving back. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, when I look people, when I see people and they're in my walking distance, I do say, hello, how you doing? I don't say, unless it's my friends, I use other, you know, I say, what's up, or something like that. But if it's somebody I don't know, a stranger, I speak to them. You know, I speak kind to people. I'm kind of, because I open doors for older, elderly people. I help people. Mm-hmm. That's my area. You know what? I want to hear from, you got two or three callers. Everybody tell
okay, me. All right. Thank you for having me on.
No. Hello?
Yes.
No, I wanted you three callers. Everybody take the time to say what it is that you do every day to basically help and show a good side of our race and our community and what we do.
Yeah.
Everybody take a little bit just to spit something that you guys are doing.
Right.
First caller, you go first, actually.
Well, I think one of the things we can do is just
I want to know what it is you actually do every day, and you're just either just being yourself, or what it is that you do to show people that, you know, there is some good in us, and, you know, how are you giving back in your own way?
Well, the way I do things is people I come in contact with, especially the ones I see every day at work, I give them a hug and I tell them God bless them. And the reason why I do that is because I want people to know that it doesn't matter what you did yesterday, the day before, last night, God still loves you. And so to know that God loves you, then you can still make a decision for to receive his love. And me hugging them, I don't know what they did yesterday. I don't know what they did last night. But when I see them, I smile and I greet them. How you doing? I hug them and I say, God bless you. And to me, that helps some people, because you never know who you're running into. Some people are having a bad day. Some people bring their problems at home to work. Some people bring their problems to other places that you have contact with them. And you never know who you're helping when you make some kind of contact. There's some people that just don't feel loved, don't have companions, or don't have somebody that they know love them. They feel all alone, and you never know who you're helping.
Right. I want that second caller. Second caller, go ahead and take a minute and answer that same question for me.
All right. Yeah. Same thing, almost same thing that he's saying. You know, smiling, and also just now since I have the book out, you know, I'm also telling people about the book, and not to judge life by its cover, because life will always show you difficulties, but it will never. It won't always be the same way. So I just teach people to look inside their spirit, and they change it with their actions, and then the cover will change, because it's not what the outside that's important, it's what's within. So it's not just smiling with me. I have to, as a person, as a black woman, promote this book, and I believe that this is my calling. So what I do every day is I try to tell people about the book and let them know that, you know, just because life shows you difficult things doesn't mean it affects the inside of your spirit. Your spirit will always read, always say to you what you want, you know, what you need to do in life. And, you know, you have your instinct, you have your gut. So your gut will always tell you, you know, what you should do and what you, you know, whatever you want to do in life, you should do it, because that's what your gut is also pushing you to do it. So I just teach people to listen to that gut so you can change the cover of your life.
All right. I want the last caller. Go ahead and answer the same question, please. Sir, are you there?
Yes. On me, on 744?
Yes.
Yes, yes. You know, it's funny because today, you know, most of the days you go out and you have some adversity in front of you. And it's funny, I went to a restaurant today, and I hadn't been out to this restaurant in a while. And when I got in, a lady came over. She was very polite. She was talking. She was saying this. She said, and then at some point towards the end, she kind of cracked a wisecrack and said something about, you know, it was good food, but don't try to steal the recipe because we may have to kill you. You know, so I said, and I took it as a joke at first, and then I said, yeah, I kind of like let it go. And then she said it again, and she said, well, the manager's over sitting down. There's this big guy, and he's sitting there, and I said, oh yeah, really? So I walked over to him, and he was sitting there very shy, like he didn't want to, you know, confront me, because it was a whole different part of town, you know, that I haven't been in a while. So he looked at me, and I said, hey, my name is so-and-so. How you doing? I said, I see that you have a certain way of making the food here. I said, that was pretty good, you know. And he kind of looked at me, and then he looked at me in my eyes. You could tell, you know, I guess he was intimidated at first. You know, most of the Afro-American men, it seems that everybody's got to be intimidated. So I went over, and I looked at him dead in his eyes, and I said, how you doing? I said, it was pretty good. Then I walked back to the counter. When I saw the woman, she said something again, like, again, she said, because you know, we wouldn't want to have to kill you. And then she says to me, even though she's joking, I see the overtone of it is kind of uncomfortable, because I don't like the way she's presenting that, but I handled it in a way that the advisor looked at her and said, okay, I said, ma'am, I said, it's all right. I said, you know, let me just sign my, you know, my signature, my autograph on here. So, and there's this, always this two forces that are pushing against.
Hey.
Wants to react,
sir,
to the.
Sir, I think you're hitting buttons on your phone. It's happened a few times.
Oh, me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, no, I didn't hit it. Someone else might
hit.
Yeah, unfortunately, someone was. Oh, okay. Are we all right now?
Yeah, just take about another 30 seconds because we're getting ready to close out here in a few minutes here.
Oh, okay, sure. So what you want to do is basically you got two forces, and say okay, or you get the other part of you that also wants to participate in the sarcasm or whatever. So you got to be able to handle that and walk away from some things sometimes. But okay, I'm gonna go. Thank you for having me on.
No problem. And if any guys want to talk to me, just email me at issuesoftoday@yahoo.com mm-hmm. for any ideas and any suggestions that you think that'll help in this plan and this purpose mm-hmm. that I have and that what I'm doing. I want to take a few minutes just to thank everybody for coming on to the calling to the show, listening to the show in this past week, and giving their point of views and their input, because it's very well needed for all of us, even myself, okay? We all struggle with certain things, and every little bit helps, okay? So
and
next
thank
week,
you for having the show.
Hey, not a problem, bro. I appreciate it. Next week, you know, if you want to be added to the email list, please email me. Hit me on MySpace at myspace.com/gogetitpromotions. Email me at issuesoftoday@yahoo.com or hit me up on the blog site. I will add you to the email list, and you will get an updated show topic every day to let you know what we're going to be talking about for that week, okay? Check out the video blog. Like I said, we're going to be doing a lot of great things with that. Please answer the poll questions on MySpace and on the blog site, okay? I really hope that somebody learned something from this, that they took what we, you know, some things that we said and they're going to apply to their life. You know, this is not ignorant, this is not stupid, this is not lame, this is not whack. This is exactly what we need to do to grow as people. As we get older, we got to mature. And every little bit helps. And first and foremost, if you can't do anything else, man, if you tried everything that you could try, you always go to church. Church ain't never going nowhere. God is still going to be here to the end of time. And you can always go to the Lord and get what you need to get done. If you feel like you tried everything else and you didn't want to use God, it didn't work, I know it ain't going to work without him, you go to God and he'll take care of everything. All right? Keep your faith. Yeah, keep your faith and everything will be just fine. You're going to have trials and tribulations, but trust me, keep your faith and everything, just everything will be all right. It's easy to do it with him. It's hard to do it without him. Trust me, I know. I tried it. All right? I want to thank everybody for listening in, for calling in. And like I said, like I always say, every show, love each other as you expect to be loved, all right? God bless you.